The Gospels according to Love, Chapter 8, Jesus Calms the Wind and Sea. When Jesus came down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. There appeared a leper who worshipped Jesus, saying, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, "I will, you are cleansed." Immediately his leprosy became cleansed. Jesus said to him, "See what? That you tell no one. Go your way and show yourself to the priest. Offer the gift Moses commanded for a testimony to them." Jesus entered into Capernaum, and there came to him a centurion, saying, "Lord, my servant lies at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented." Jesus said to him, "I will come heal him." The centurion answered and said, "Lord, I am not worthy that you come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant is healed. I am a man of authority, having soldiers under me. I say to this one, go, they go. To another, I say, come, they come. To my servant, I say, do, and he does." When Jesus heard this, he marveled, saying to those who followed, "I say to you, I have not found so great a faith in all of Israel. I say to you that in the beginning, many come from the east and the west. They sat down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of love. Hades found, and the children of the kingdom are then cast into the outer darkness, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth." Then Jesus the centurion, saying, "Be on your way, for as you have believed, so it be done for you." The centurion's servant healed in the same hour. Jesus then came into Peter's house, and there he saw Peter's mother-in-law lying sick of a fever. Jesus touched her hand, and the fever left her. She then arose and ministered to them. When evening arrived, they brought to Jesus many possessed with hate. They converted the spirits of hate with his love. He healed everyone. So, it being fulfilled that spoken by Esaias the prophet, saying, "He took our infirmities, he bore our sicknesses." When Jesus looked upon great multitude about, he gave commandment to depart to the other side. A certain scribe came, saying to Jesus, "Master, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered the scribes, "The foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Love has nowhere to lay his head." One of Jesus' disciples said to him, "Lord, suffer me first to go bury my father." Jesus said to him, "Follow me and let the dead bury their dead." Jesus entered into a ship. His disciples followed him. There arose a great tempest in the sea, inasmuch that the ship became covered with waves, yet Jesus slept. Jesus' disciples came to him, waking him, saying, "Lord, save us, or we perish." Jesus said to them, "Why are you fearful, all you of little faith?" Jesus arose. He calmed the wind and sea, manifesting a great calm. The disciples marveled, saying, "What manner of person is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?" They came to the other side, into the country of the Gergesenes, where Jesus met two possessed with hate coming out of the tombs, exceedingly fierce, so that no one passed by that way. They cried out, saying, "What do we have to do with Jesus, you Son of Love? Have you come here to torment us before the time?" A good way off, a herd of swine was feeding. So the hate asked Jesus, saying, "If you will cast us out, let us go into the herd of swine." Jesus said to the hate, "Go." And when the hate came out and went into the herd of swine, behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea, where they perished in the water. The ones who kept the swine fled. They went their ways into the cities, telling everything that had befallen the possessed of hay. Behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they asked Jesus that he would leave out of their coast.